Several months ago now, we spoke to David Hughes from the Emporium Creative Hub in Bendigo. It's a new creative industries co-working space. Well, finally, they can open, like today. Dave Hughes, good morning.
Good morning, mate. How you going?
Good, good. You must be like the kid on Christmas morning now, ready to unwrap the presents.
We certainly are excited. Look, it's been a long time coming for us, and we couldn't be more happy with the news that we can finally start allowing people into our space.
So tell us again, just recap on what the Creative or the Emporium Creative Hub is exactly and what its role is.
Sure. So it's funded by Creative Victoria, and the role, so as you said, we're a co-working space for people in creative industries, think filmmaking, illustration, animation, marketing's in there, musicians, anything like that. So we have a studio space in there and, facilities like podcasting equipment, all that kind of thing.
Yeah.
And we also have lots of desks for people to sit at. And so that's kind of the piece of the picture now that we can start to fill with the most recent announcement of the easing of restrictions. So what we're looking for is people who are perhaps a little bit sick of working at home now and would love to get into a beautiful creative space to inspire them.
Yeah, and I guess part of the aim, would it be fair to say, is that not only, you know, somebody can go in there and do their work from there, but hopefully it'll create a lot of cross-pollination as well with creative people in this area to sort of expand and further skills and opportunities.
That is exactly right, Mark. You've obviously done your homework. So yes, the cross-pollination piece is a really important part for us. And I mean, that was in evidence the other day when we had a musician come in who's going to take a composer taking a desk, and he started talking to a filmmaker that we have about projection they're going to be doing as part of their performance and animation, and the filmmaker knew this animator, and it was all starting to happen. I thought, this is all what it's all about.
Yeah. So Central Victoria generally, from a creative perspective, it would seem to me that we do have a lot of creative people here. That'd be a fair assumption, I would think.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. I mean, Bendigo has a fantastic reputation for arts and culture generally, and I think a lot of that is led by the fantastic reputation of the Bendigo Art Gallery. But and rightly so. But there's also a lot of people, you know, at the grassroots level, if you like, for want of a better term, who are doing fantastic things as well. And, you know, one of our roles really is to promote those people and, you know, help them succeed.
Yeah. So if somebody wants to get involved and wants to come and utilise the space there, you know, I sort of hate having to mention the old filthy lucre, but is there a cost? How does it work? How do they contact you? What are the hows and whys?
Yeah, sure. So we've set up some different price plans, if you like. For people, because everybody has different needs. Somebody might want a desk 5 days a week. Somebody might just want to pop in once a week. So we've got different. It's all on our website, emporiumcreativehub.com.au. And if our plans don't suit a particular person, get in touch and we'll create a plan that does suit.
Right. Fantastic. Well, listen, it's terrific news that you're opening, and it must have been a frustrating several months, I would dare say, and great to have more support for the arts and creative scene in Bendigo, as you say, and in Central Victoria. It's just wonderful stuff. So, Dave, thanks for joining us. All the very best with it. Keep in touch and let us know how it's all going.
Will do. Thanks so much, Mark. Have a great day.
Yeah, you too. Thank you. David Hughes. David's the manager of that great new facility. It is wonderful. Just in Mitchell Street, I think it is, yeah. But it's the Emporium Creative Hub. So there you go. If that's something that could work for you, get in touch.